God has an encouraging word for you and me today through the Bible-based preaching of Dr. Don Wilton and a message called If No One Knows. The Encouraging Word. As we open the Word together, know that our phone number is open as well to pray with you right now at 866-899-9673 or meet us online at tewonline.org. Now, Dr. Don Wilton. The Encouraging Word.
Going to ask you to begin by opening to Matthew chapter 24. Now, my friends, we're going to be getting into quite a subject today. You need to get ready for this. It comes in the form of a question. If no one knows. Now, let me tell you where I get that title from. Matthew chapter 24 and verse 36. But concerning the day and hour, no one knows. I want everybody to connect in today. You've got to listen carefully. So I'm standing here today and we're talking about some wonderful things. I've got some great news for you. This is going to encourage your heart today. So we're going to discover very quickly that the Bible says, just lets us know. God lets us know. And by the way, this is what Jesus said. He said, Dr. Wilton, just before you get up and preach, let me remind you about something. You don't know. That's a nice how do you do for a preacher, isn't it? You know, you get up and you, this big authority now, you're going to tell everybody, and Jesus says, excuse me, no one knows, and that includes you. In fact, Jesus even included the angels in this, just in case any of the angels kind of got ahead of themselves. Want to remind you birds out there, you don't know either. Nobody knows. Jesus said that. Nobody knows. So I'm going to ask the question, how do we know if nobody knows? Can you feel this? All of you are saying, now wait a minute, I want to see how he gets through all of this. Well, Jesus tells us what we do. Now, I'm a believer. I've given my heart to the Lord Jesus. I believe what Jesus said. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and I'm going to come back again. I'm going to receive you unto myself, so that where I am, there you will be also. Jesus is coming back. There's no question about it. And what we're going to discover is that the Bible tells us that we can have a very good idea concerning the imminence of Jesus coming, because when the world implodes, when the world comes to an end, it's only going to come to an end when Jesus comes. Now, we can damage ourselves. North Korea may fire a nuclear missile, or wars may break out and a lot of people lose their lives, but we will never be able to destroy ourselves, because this world belongs to God. He holds the title deed in His hand. And we know that very clearly in Revelation chapter 5. Nobody knows. So what we're going to discover here in just a few moments is that Jesus tells us this. He says, look, first of all, nobody knows. But if you really want to know, the good starting point is go back and take a hard look at Noah. So let me read this to you. We're in Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. For as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, that's the word implosion, before the great explosion, before the earth as we know it is eliminated. Before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And they were unaware until the flood came and they swept them all away, so it will be with the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field, one will be taken, and the other one will be left behind. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken, and the other one left behind. Therefore, stay awake. Anyone about to go to sleep right now? Stay awake. For you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. But know this, that if the master of the house had known in what part of the night the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour. So now we've got some words here that are very important. What part of the night? What day? That word there is not epoch. What moment? But God gives to us a picture of the night. He gives us a picture of the day, not the hour of the day. Tells us what the conditions are like. He warns us if snow is going to come. This is what he tells us here. And he says to us, I want you to begin by just having a look at Noah. Now, I'm not going to go and read you the story of Noah because we would be in Genesis 6 and 7. So go to Genesis chapter 6, just keep your Bible open. That's all I'm going to ask you to do. Go to Genesis chapter 6. And I'm just going to do what Jesus said. Everyone in agreement? Jesus is telling me, Don, you're a believer, you've given your life to Christ. You believe that Jesus is going to come in the clouds. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. He's going to come in the clouds. And when he comes in the clouds, all those who are on this earth who know Jesus, that might be me, that might be you, are going to suddenly be taken up. And it might be a husband and a wife. And the wife knows and loves Jesus, but the husband doesn't. She's going to be taken and he will be left behind. Your son that you love, who doesn't know Jesus, you love him to bits, he's part of your family, but he doesn't know Jesus, he'll be left behind. That's what Jesus says. When this happens, only those who are in Christ will suddenly be taken up and are going to join all those who are already in heaven. Yesterday, one of the most precious ladies I've ever known in my entire life, Mrs. Sybil Stewart, went to be with Jesus. Just loved her so much. When I was talking to her just the other day, she just radiates. She's the most precious lady in the world. Well, if we are alive, we're going to be caught up. We're going to meet all those like Miss Sybil who are already in heaven. And if we want to know when that's going to happen, got to go and look at Noah. So there are four things the Bible tells us when we look at Noah. So here is what the day of Noah looked like. Number one, the population was exploding. It's chapter 6 and verse 1. Now I want you to draw your own parallels here. The population was exploding. There were just more and more and more people everywhere. I should imagine they were asking, how are we going to be able to feed all these people? Where do we put everyone? Running out of housing. The traffic is getting crazy. Can hardly go anywhere anymore. Malls are completely log jammed. The interstates are getting overrun. Population was exploding. Number two, immorality reigned. It's what he tells us in verse 2 and in verse 4. That really was what was really going on in the population was that there was a meteoric rise in immoral, ungodly behavior. And it's very interesting that even God in Genesis pinpoints the very nature of that. He puts it right down into human sexuality. He brings it into the very subject that nobody wants to talk about, but it's on every billboard. It's everywhere. And what he was saying is, whatever it is that man wanted to do, he just did it. Didn't matter about what God had to say.
You're listening to Dr. Don Wilton, our teacher here on The Encouraging Word. Don't go away. He'll be back with the rest of today's message, If No One Knows, in just a moment. But we want to remind you that there are so many people asking about this book. We've had to get a second order of them. It's called The Bumps Are What You Climb On, a wonderful book from Dr. Wilton's friend Warren Wiersbe. And this book is a life-changing book, and along with a video series from Dr. Wilton called The Poured Out Believer, it's a wonderful resource to grow in your faith, to look at where some things pop out at us and feel like this is a problem. No, it's just the bump you climb on. Again, details are on our website at tewonline.org. That's tewonline.org. Or you can call 866-899-WORD and ask about how to get your copy. Again, the phone number is 866-899-9673. Available to connect you with resources, but also available just to pray for you. That's 866-899-9673. Now back to today's message with Dr. Don.
So immorality reigned. That was the second thing. Number one was the population increase. Number two was the meteoric rise of immoral behavior. Standards. Morality. The third, corruption rampaged. You know, when you get down to verse 11, now the earth was corrupt. Now watch this. In God's sight. Remember that this is about God, so the measuring standard is God. So he didn't say, well, I think I need to go and consult with the Republicans, see what the standard is. Or let's go and see what the Democratic agenda is. He wasn't saying, well, look, am I slightly liberal, or am I conservative, or am I independent, and let's just see how this fits in with my thinking. This was in God's sight. Did you hear that? In God's sight. So the measuring standard of what Jesus was saying was that God had set the bar. This is what God said. Man said otherwise. So immorality and corruption, and the fourth thing, which is violence, are all measured in God's sight. Why would we bother to ask God what he thinks? So during the days of Noah, just four things that I'm putting out here. Remember now, watch this. Jesus said, nobody knows. Well, if nobody knows, how do we know? Well, first of all, we don't. Accepting Jesus said, no, what it is you don't know is the exact hour, that moment. I'm not going to tell you that this is nighttime. I'm not going to tell you. I'm just telling you, you don't know. Only the Father which is in heaven will command the Son who will come in the clouds. Not even the angels know that. But what I am going to do, because I'm a God of grace and mercy, I want you to just begin this journey and go back to Noah. And you go back to Noah, and there were four things that I'm just singling out. There's a lot more. Number one, population explosion. Number two, immorality. Number three, corruption. Number four, violence. Violence, man toward man. Now we've got to go to the next stage, because if God is the only one who knows this, now having looked at Noah, we've got to now look at God, because he's the one who's going to make the decision, right? It's what he said, only God knows. So if you don't mind for a minute, I want us to just look at God at the time of Noah. And the Bible teaches us three things about God. Number one, he is watching. Look at verse 5. The Bible says that God is watching. The Lord God saw that the wickedness of man was great on the earth. Did you know that God is watching everything? So here's the big question. Where were you last night? Did you get away? What did you do on Wednesday? Where are you now? God is watching. Did you know that God knows everything all the time? He's watching. So I want us to look at Him because He's going to make the decision. God is watching. Number two, God is grieving. That's what the Bible says in verse 6. It grieved His heart. Look at verse 6. And the Lord grieved. He regretted. He had a hurt heart. And it reminds me of being a parent, isn't it? Just reminds me of being a parent. You know, when son or daughter does something and how it hurts your heart. How do you describe that? Just hurts very much. And you know why it hurts? It hurts because you love. So if God loves at the level that God can love, can you imagine the intensity of His hurt? So God is watching, God is grieving, but there's a third thing in verse 7 and following. God is preparing to do two things. Number one, to eliminate the wicked, ungodliness, all those who turn their back on Him. Number two, He is preparing to save the righteous. Okay, so here it is. So what exactly is it that God did back in the day of Noah? Number one, He raised up a godly man. That's what the Bible tells us in verse 9. So what is God? Now remember now, we've already established this. Here's the world, population exploding. There's increase in wickedness and unrighteousness and violence. God is watching. He's grieving over what's going on. He's preparing. He's preparing to eliminate all the ungodliness and ungodly people. And He's preparing to save all those who love Him and who are striving to please Him. How does He do it? Number one, He raised up, in this case, a godly man, a voice. Number two, He built an indestructible boat. That's what the Bible says in verse 14. Now, what do you suppose He's doing right now? I'm going to prepare a place for you. Do you know what God is doing right now? He's building an indestructible boat. It's what He's doing. It's going on right now. Number three, He made an eternal covenant. So if you'd like to, just look at verse 18, for example. Verse 18, but I will establish my covenant with you. He established, He made an eternal covenant. They that call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. He made a covenant, and it's an eternal covenant. Number four, He guaranteed an absolute security. That's what He tells us in verse 18. I'm still looking at Noah. He said, watch this. I'm going to raise up a godly man, godly people. They're going to get up and they're going to say, give your life to Christ. Trust Him. Jesus is coming again. While they're doing that, I'm going to build an indestructible boat. And I'm going to make an eternal covenant. And I'm going to guarantee you absolute security. You get on this boat, I got you. You come onto my boat, you are eternally secure. Number five, He expected total obedience. Now, if you go into verse 22, Bible in verse 22 said Noah did this. He did all that God commanded him. Any questions? So here again, we've got this picture, wonderful picture, that He's giving us. And He said, listen, I just expect total obedience. All right? Number six, he sent a catastrophic flood. God did. Boy, that's an unpopular subject. You mean God sent the flood? What he did? God did it. Let me tell you what the Bible tells us going to happen. All of a sudden, Jesus is going to appear in the clouds. All believers are going to suddenly be taken up, joining those who are in heaven, caught up together to meet him in the clouds. The only people left on this earth that won't be in the boat are the people who didn't get onto the boat. Everybody else, of which I'm one, and I want to invite you to join me, we'll be on the boat. Number seven, he's going to float his boat. I don't know how I came up with that, but it sounds terrific. He's going to float his unsinkable boat in the midst of this catastrophic flood. Here's the boat. Now, I want you to think about what a catastrophic flood must have looked like, because it covered the whole earth. I can't conceive that. I'm aware of floods, Katrina and on, but I can't conceive of a flood that covers this entire earth, that not a single minutest bit of land of any kind is showing. Torrential rain. And on top of all of this is God's unsinkable boat, and on board are all the people he invited in. And it doesn't sink. Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many boats. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going to prepare it for you. If I go and prepare it for you, I'm going to come again. I'm going to receive you to myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." God himself was totally unaffected by the flood. And every one of those on the boat with him were equally totally unaffected, which brings me to the final point. He returned them to a brand new earth. It's what the Bible says in the Genesis account. Then you go across to Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 through 3. So here's Noah. Flood comes. He and all those with him are on the boat. It's catastrophic. And all of a sudden, here comes a dove. And all of a sudden, the earth begins to appear. Do you know the earth that appeared after the flood was a completely freshly washed earth? All the wickedness had been wiped away. All of it. Everything. There wasn't even dirt in the streets. Whew. Gone. The old earth was gone. Everything was brand new. When you get into Revelation chapter 20, this is what God's servant says. He said, "I saw a new heaven and a new earth," because the old heaven, the old earth had passed away. And then God said, He said, "Watch this." He said, "I'm sending heaven down to earth." And he said, "I'm coming down there to this brand new earth, where all my people are going to live forever, but it's a brand new, it's a recreated earth. We're going back to the Garden of Eden." What happened when God wiped out the earth with the flood? When the new earth emerged, it was back to the Garden of Eden again. And that's exactly what he's telling us. That's exactly what he's showing us. I just gave you a summary of the whole book of Revelation, but from Genesis chapter 6. Because that's what God said to do. So, here I am, and I'm looking at my world, and I'm saying, "Lord, I'm getting nervous, and what's going to happen, and what about my children?" He said, "I understand. I'm just going to raise up godly people. They're going to tell you the truth, and I've given you my word. Oh, Lord, what are you doing?" "Well, I'm just up here building another boat. I'm inviting everybody on board. And then I'm going to close the door. When I close the door, nobody's going to open it. Shut. It's over. If you're on that boat, Everything in this earth is going to get wiped out. But you're going to see the dove again. You're going to walk on this land again. Because I've made an eternal covenant with you. You belong to me. You're going to live with me forever. Old things are passed away. Everything is brand new.
That's a powerful truth, and it applies to you and me today. The old things have passed away, and everything is made new in Jesus Christ. Do you know Jesus Christ as your Savior? I knew about Jesus for many years, was attending church, was doing the right things, but I didn't know Him personally. You need to know Jesus, because when you get to know Him personally as Savior and Lord, it'll change your life forever. Please take a moment and hear these next thoughts from our pastor and chief encourager, Dr. Don Wilton.
Are you ready to give your heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ? I'm so happy to hear that. Why don't you pray this prayer with me today? Dear God, I know that you love me very, very much. And I know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and died on a cross so that I might be forgiven of my sin. Today, I repent of my sin. I confess my sin to you, and I invite you to come into my heart and into my life by faith. In Jesus' name I pray. If you've prayed that prayer, let me be the first one to welcome you to the family of God. This is wonderful. I hope that you know how much I'm going to be praying for you and how very important this is for me. Call us so that we can talk to you and connect you in the right place, so you can begin this wonderful journey.
Perhaps in the last few moments you've given your life to Jesus Christ, or you've rededicated your life. While Dr. Don was praying, boy, we would love to welcome you to the family, welcome you home. Dr. Don has prepared some unique opportunities of study, of growth, that he wants to put in your hands absolutely free if you've given your heart to Jesus. Why don't you call us? 866-899-WORD is the phone number. That's 866-899-9673 or online at tewonline.org.
It's so easy to think that no one cares about what you're going through. In times of discouragement or trouble, it's hard to know who to trust and where to turn. You can turn to us. Day or night, 24/7, we are here for you. We want to pray for you. It doesn't matter what it is you are battling. We can help you lay it at the feet of Jesus and believe with you for what you are needing. Call us, write this number down, and share it with others. We are not a recording. We are real people that care. If you need someone to pray for you or to pray for you for someone else, call us, 866-899-WORD. All prayer requests remain confidential. Thank you for listening to the Encouraging Word today.
Our time's gone for today, but we're connecting all the time online at tewonline.org. And at the same time tomorrow, Dr. Don has a wonderful message called When God Speaks. I hope you'll join us. And not only that, invite a friend. Tell them where you're listening, whether it be on radio, online. Encourage them to listen with you tomorrow at this same time. Again, the message will be called When God Speaks. Until then, take care and God bless. The Encouraging Word.